So, the way it works, try to give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. But, this is pre-FCC. The airwaves were the wild, wild west. And they stepped in about 1912, and they said, we got to get a handle on this. Because this is getting crazy. People were using whatever. There's rumors that that's where ham came from. And, you know, it was just somebody's call back in the pre-call sign days. Anyhow, so they came out with a number for an area that you lived in. And they were different than they are now. Some didn't even exist, but 8 was Michigan, Ohio, and New York, which is kind of, that's changed, as we all know, but 8 followed by 2 letters, starting with AA and going through ZZ. They said that would be all the call signs we would ever need. Well, they didn't realize, and they also didn't realize the range of ham radio. So they, all of a sudden there was an 8 AA in Canada, and it was being confused with 8 AA in Mexico and 8 AA in the United States. So they said, oh, we're going to have country code. So in about 1926, they added a W. That's where W started, about 1926. And they just took everybody that had an 8 call. Like, my call originally was issued in 1912, and it was 8FU. And then 26, it became W8FU. And that's pretty much the way it rock and rolled for a number of years. They learned that 2 letters wasn't going to be enough. It was growing much faster, they thought. So you went to 3. That's where you had W8ABAAAZZZ. That'll surely be enough, right? No. And that's where they started getting into the other ones. They added K next. K came along in the, I think in the 50s. N came much later. N came more along about the, closer to the 70s. And A's are still kind of just popping. You know, and they're not a full letter. We don't get all of the A's. But that's how that works. Now, if you're talking about the 2x3s, you know, like W, they started with W-A-A-A-A-A. And, yes, in the 70s, they were up to about W-B-8. The W-B-8s were getting doled out in the 70s. So that may be what he meant.